This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
Breaking news out of Las Vegas, where moments ago the Las Vegas Raiders and John Gruden officially parted ways.
Keyshawn Johnson, doesn't sound like this is a tremendous surprise to you, though, that we got here to this day, is it?
It's not a surprise that he resigned, whatever you want to call it. That's not a surprise. It's not a surprise that John Gruden, in my opinion, was always a bad guy. Not a surprise to me, because he's a different animal. He was a different character. To me, that's a bad person, man.
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, the big 6 o'clock hour. DPHRO and Rothenberg with you. Obviously, Gruden is the story in sports of the day, but we have other things to dissect, and we will. Time now for some Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. You want to hear my story, or do you want to get right into the Jets?
No, I will say this, too. Just reacting off what we just heard from Keyshawn, there is a difference, though, and that's why I asked him the question. Like, there's a difference between being a bad guy and now learning what you just learned about John
Gruden. Of course.
Because I played for a bunch of different coaches that were bad guys, that were, you know, dishonest, that would, you know, lie right to your face. It weren't good, like, good guys that way. But what John Gruden, I mean, Key was kind of inferring that, you know, John Gruden would say one thing to your face and then something completely opposite behind your back. Like, there was no transparency, he would lie to you, and things like that. That's different than what just came out about John Gruden.
Absolutely. I think what you're talking about, where he would say one thing and then behind closed doors say another, I don't think that's all that uncommon. I think to now take it to email and be sending it around to all your buddies about just disgusting things, like misogynistic things and anti-gay language and all that, I think that's a completely different story.
But I think it speaks to, and again, the other question I asked him, which was a bigger problem, is that you start to understand why there's skepticism from, you know, black coaches, black executives.
That's right.
That you got guys, I mean, like,
and these are front office guys.
Or Bruce Allen, that are responsible for making these hires. Like John Gruden, I mean, John Gruden, when he became the head coach of the Vegas Raiders, he hired his GM. He had the autonomy to hire his GM.
With no experience whatsoever.
Yeah, he goes with Mike Mayock. And you understand now where if I'm, you know, Eric Bieniemy or one of these guys that doesn't feel like I'm getting a fair shake, something like this comes out, and I'm saying to myself, I mean, well now it makes sense. Now I understand why I'm not getting
the opportunities that I deserve. Of course. And you'd feel away if you are
you would.
Eric Bieniemy or an African-American head coach
or
who
a
thinks
woman.
He's more. Absolutely. I mean, well, he's taking shots at female officials. Why?
Well, female officials. I mean, he's got, you know, sending pictures, topless pictures of cheerleaders. He's, I mean, homophobic. You name it.
He's got it all. On the bingo card, he's got it all covered.
So, I mean, it was only a matter of time. I'm telling you, the second I saw, the second Shefty said what he said last night, where the NFL has sent more emails to the Raiders.
You knew that was it. And, you know, I've heard this tactic. Good for the Raiders. Give me a break. Really. I bet you it was up to
the NFL, though, man. Bad for the NFL. I mean, too, Dinahan made a good point during one of the breaks. I mean, this was happening while the Washington football team was still the Washington Redskins.
Sure it was.
And, I mean, all the problems that were going on in Washington that no one...
They weren't even looking for Gruden. Though I guess it was literally, I think I saw 650,000 emails that they were, you know, siphoning through. And they just stumbled upon this. They weren't doing a John Gruden investigation.
Yeah, but
they were doing an investigation into Washington.
Yeah, but this is because they were all of a sudden now forced to do an investigation after years and years of workplace misconduct and everything else going on in Washington that they let happen. And no one said anything about it.
But that was what they were doing. This was not a witch hunt for Gruden. They were looking for things into Washington, and they stumbled upon Gruden.
Yeah, no, but that's, again, they were forced to do an investigation because years and years of workplace misconduct going on in Washington.
That's right. Been going on forever.
Yeah, I mean, the NFL really needs to get with the times a little bit here.
Well,
and get past this whole
mentality. But here's the thing. I agree with you. They should. But if they don't, I mean, look at their numbers. Their numbers are through the roof.
No, I'm not speaking to how popular the NFL is. I'm just saying, like, as we progress as a country, it's time to get with the times. I mean, the fact is, you know, you're the Vegas Raiders. You have an openly gay player on your team. Most of the guys, I mean, 70% of the guys on your team are black men. You know, women are becoming more and more involved in the sports, officiating, coaching.
Like, he doesn't like any of it.
No, it's time to get with the times.
I completely agree. Couldn't more. All right, so we can go in one of two directions. I can give you a quick story to lighten the mood for a minute, or we can get to your Jets.
I would like a story to lighten the mood a little bit.
Okay. So I don't sleep much, right? You know this.
No, you nap. We nap.
Nap. Overnight naps. So the game goes till about 11:25 last night. Watched the whole thing. Phenomenal. I mean, just a great comeback. Ravens with the win. Lamar Jackson, sensational. Go to bed right after. Right. So 11, probably fast asleep by 11:35. All right. 2:15. Crash. Bang.
Oh.
Like, oh, God. So Sherry's like, what is that? I have no idea. Can you go look? I was like, no. I said, I'm so tired. She goes, you think the boys are okay? I said, I would assume they're fine. She said, do I have to look? I said, if you want. I said, I'll tell you what. I'm going to get up and go to the bathroom. If anything happened in our bathroom, I'll let you know. Otherwise, I'm going back to bed.
Come on, man.
I'm tired.
You got up already, though.
But I didn't want to start. But now I have to go through every nook and cranny of the house.
Is your house that big that you can't walk around it in two minutes?
But there's two other bedrooms upstairs. Then I got to go downstairs. Then if I walk past the dogs, now they're going to be awakened at 2:30 in the morning. And I got to figure if there's a burglar in the house or something has really gone wrong, they're going to make noise. Then I got to sleep through it. Somebody's prancing around downstairs.
What if it's a very quiet burglar, like a cat burglar?
Well, then good for him. Like, if he's that good, if he can get past this detection system, we have an alarm, and we have not one but two dogs who are ready to go at any minute. If you
alarm,
get by all
stove,
that,
refrigerator, freezer.
So I go to the bathroom, take care of my business. Nothing's happening there. Get back into bed. At 4:20 this morning, go fall back asleep, mind you. At 4:20 this morning, the dogs wake up. Sherry goes downstairs. On her way, she looks in the laundry room. The shelf in the laundry room with all the detergents and stuff crumbled to the floor.
Come on.
Crumbled to the floor.
Did the detergent explode everywhere?
I didn't get that far. I don't know.
How did the shelf just fall down? I don't get it.
Well, it's got a lot of stuff on it. I didn't even know we had a laundry room, so I was pleased to learn that.
Here's the thing. Uh-oh. All you got to do is pick up the phone. I come over. You say, hey, we need this shelf reinforced. I throw my tools in the back of the pickup truck.
And I roll over
to Westchester.
Yeah. Listen, I think she's got it on lockdown. This is the kind of thing that she's more than capable of. So she'll take care of it. If we run into a problem there, if she can't do it, then I'll call you and have you up.
I'll just let you know, it could ignite your sex life, too. I show up, shirtless, tool belt, fix the shelf, and then, of course, I won't stay. I'll leave and then let you take care of business.
And then she's ready to go?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Maybe I work myself into a little bit of a sweat before I get in there.
Uh-huh.
Then I really start pounding.
You run around the house? We have a treadmill. You get on the treadmill.
I start pounding those nails. Maybe I oil up a little bit.
You'd be like the Colin McHugh. You'd be the opener for us. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I fluff it up.
Uh-huh.
Get it going. Like the pool boy almost, except I'm in there fixing shelves.
Fernando.
The shoes, they make me fall.
Fernando is here. Coming all sweated up.
Del Piero.
Del Piero is here. But you hand out your card, Del Piero contractors. But here's the problem. What happens if you can't fix the shelf?
Del Piero contractors, I screw.
Screws on us. What happens if you can't fix the shelf? You go in there, you look at it, you bring your level, you check it out, you reinforce, thing crumbles again. Now I never get sexy time.
I think I just remove it or I go Gorilla Glue. we're gonna tape this up. I'll be back.
No one will, the house will crumble and that shelf will be there at the very end. Hurricane Steve will roll
through.
Some of this
Flex Seal with some of this Gorilla Glue.
Yeah, so detergent all over the place. But nothing terrible. Nothing awful.
See, I'm surprised you were that calm. I hear something like that, I'm out of bed.
Literally, my body is deteriorating before your eyes. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, we're slowly dying.
I'm exhausted.
Trust me, buddy, I get it.
Right. So I was like, listen, I'm assuming it's nothing catastrophic.
See, I'm different. I always assume the worst.
So what did you think? What could it be in your mind?
I don't know. Probably I could be getting burgled. I don't know. I'm coming baseball bat, probably doing.
There is zero chance I would burgle a house.
Either military crawls or rolls.
Could you imagine that? He gets out of bed. He starts crawling. He gets the eye, the eye black he uses for baseball. He puts it all over himself. He's crawling down the hallway, and he turns the corner, and he looks up, and just detergent is all over the place. And then,
That's a win. That's a win because I'm going into the mindset I'm gonna have to fight. And now I just find out it's just the detergent. No, I can go back to sleep.
Rick and Tide in round one.
I would take that one.
I think you would as well.
How about this? You want to hear about a good husband? I suggested to my wife yesterday. I'm like, you know what, Cass? I'm going to take over laundry duty. I'm going to do it.
Wow.
I want to take something off your plate. I'm going to do laundry. And she laughed right in my face.
But isn't that a win?
Yeah, I guess, because it's the thought that counts.
You wanted
to
do it. You mentioned it to her. You said, I'll take it off your plate. You still got denied. I think that's a win.
Yeah, but I actually was going, it was sincere. Like, I was actually going to do it.
Now, why did she laugh? You can't do laundry?
No, I can do laundry. I just
so why would she laugh?
Well, because she's got the personality. She's like, she needs to be hands-on with everything. So I think she doesn't necessarily fully trust me that I'll be good at it. So she would assume just do it herself.
Too many laundry rules. Like, you get colds and whites go with certain things, and there's detergent. And
I once sat in formaldehyde.
Yeah, there's also too many things.
Formaldehyde.
Too many rules. Too many regulations.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's... But I just said, hey, just show me once. I'll write it down, and then I'll know, L is closed.
But they don't
want
to do that. Because right now, she's an expert. She's a grizzled, laundry savant, and now she has to write down for the idiot? No, she doesn't want to do that.
Yeah, but just one time. Like, I can handle it. Just show me one time I can do it. Like, I do my own stuff.
You do your own laundry?
Yeah, like my workout clothes and stuff, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't do anything.
Throw it in, heavy duty.
But I will tell you this. I did open a machine last week, opened the machine, moved the clean stuff into the dryer, started the dryer.
I didn't even want to admit to this, but I'm going to admit to this.
I can't wait for this.
So what I did the other day, so I told you I'm a real man now. I got a pickup truck.
Yeah.
So Cass goes, hey, do you think you could take these pumpkins that the kids decorated and put them at the front door? They're beautiful decoration. It's always, almost Halloween. So rather than take the pumpkins and walk them from the garage to the front door, I loaded them in the back of the pickup truck and drove the truck around the front door and took them out of the pickup truck.
First of all, there's questions that need to be asked here.
As if
how
I was
big
like this,
is your
like,
property?
No, that it's you, not. It was legitimately like a 1-2 second drive.
So
I just wanted to use the pickup truck.
Did you back up into the area?
Oh, yeah, I backed right up.
Did we get the beep, beep?
Yeah, I gave it to Milo, just make sure, how am I looking back there?
Am I clear back there, Milo?
Yeah, wave me back. Good?
So he probably thinks you're a superhero. Look at Dad taking his pickup truck, backing it in here, and then there's pumpkins. Oh. So now you have this whole big pickup truck. You have little pumpkins. It must have looked ridiculous.
Oh, it looked ridiculous. Tiny little pumpkins, not even heavy. Like, Milo could have carried them, but I come rolling out. I felt good, though, about that pickup truck. Right in the back.
I don't know that you're ready, in fact, for a pickup truck. I think it might be a little much for you.
Oh, I'm ready.
I don't think so.
Went to the grocery store yesterday. Groceries right in the back. There is an issue, though, with the back with the groceries, because all of a sudden now you accelerate or stop, and then you get groceries just rolling around.
It flies all over the place.
It's rolling around.
I did some beautiful grocery shopping yesterday as well. Oh.
I used to love grocery shopping now, and I just don't like it nearly as much anymore.
I'm phenomenal. Deli counter, I am second to none. You're the only person I know that has erotic baking sessions with your wife. Second to none.
See, I usually go deli first. I go order it, and then I go continue shopping.
Oh, I like that. I do like that.
I say, hey, let's order it. I need a pound of
then
pound
Then you
turkey.
Wander, and then you reassess and come back and then pick up your stuff. Very smart.
Yeah, I'll take the test. You know what I mean? I come in there. I'll take the, how do you want to cut? I'll say, give me medium slice. How's this? They give you a little piece. Try it. And I'm like, okay, pound of that. Pound of this, I'll be back.
You're
thank
one
you
of those try. Really, you have to try it.
No, I didn't. I don't have to, but they offer.
I mean, come
so
on,
what am I going to do?
Like they're going to give you rancid turkey? I mean, come on.
No, I don't ask to try it. She offered. I mean, she said, "Hey, is this how's this thickness?"
Yeah, so that thickness is fine.
But yeah, it's what she already. I mean, she just.
And then she said, "Oh, have a little taste." You're like, "Oh, yeah."
I don't
sure.
want to be rude.
Yeah.
So I have a little nibble.
All right.
It's not as bad as my mother, who just walks around eating things and then just like it's free a buffet.
All right, 800-919-3776. So that's my story, and that's Rick's story, and we're sticking to it.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, DPetro, Rothenberg. Now I forget your name. There's so many names out there. Do I go Piero?
You're bound to pick the right one.
Del Piero,
DePietro, DiPietro.
Yeah, I can go anyway. Which do you prefer? If you had to, how about this? RJ, I'm gonna hand this one to you. I think it would be wise if you brought it back. Cuddle, marry, Trish. DePiero, DePietro, or DiPietro?
I think it'd be troubling if he didn't pick his own name to marry.
No, I don't think so.
You think it's time for a new direction?
I think you should ask the question and we should all answer it. Maybe he feels
Dave Rothenberg and DePiero.
Yeah, Del Piero sounds like a good time. See,
he doesn't even say Del Piero. It's Del Piero, if you listen closely.
Dave Rothenberg and Del Piero.
Del Piero.
Either way, it sounds, I mean, that sounds very, very sexy Italian.
I like
naked bodies pressed against each other.
I love it. Who's here? Del Piero is here. Oh.
The most interesting man on sports.
Yeah, like
radio.
A Lothario.
It's Damer and DePietro and... I would trash that one, I think.
See, how can you get angry at Omar when you mispronounce your own name?
It's Damer and DePietro and... First of all, I blame Gordon for that because I decided
how
to
is cute. Gordon at fault? You're just looking to pass the buck. How is Gordon at fault for
I
you
try to
mispronouncing
get
your
I
own
to
name?
I involve him in the show name. Rather than just go with what the show was called, I try to incorporate him on the fly, which clearly I can't do right, and I screwed it up. But I will say, I do know my first name. The problem with Omar is that he was close to the last name. He had no idea what the first name was. That's why he had that uncomfortable kind of laugh.
Because he didn't know.
Cover up, yeah.
It's like an admittance. I don't know what this man's name is, and I'll just mumble it and say something close.
Yeah, it's like when you repeat the question, right? Like when someone asks you a question that you don't know, you have to repeat the question.
Del Piero.
By
the way, my understanding is that when you threw it to Gordon for Rule 76, he said nothing.
Crickets. This is what I'm talking about, Dave. So what happens when you leave me?
Do we have that full audio, by the way, RJ? Not just the DePietro, Damer?
No, I can find it, but I do remember it happening where Rick teed him up for, you know, the everybody, and just nothing
he
happened.
He said nothing.
So, didn't even breathe. Not even a breath.
What did he say?
Nothing.
He didn't say anything.
I had
so
to
where
close
did you
it.
Take it? So you're waiting for, so you're saying it's DePietro and Damer and he says nothing, and then do you say everybody?
Yeah, on 98.7 ESPN. Yeah,
so you went with you did everything then.
Yes,
knowing you and how crazy and anal you are, the rest of your day must have been ruined with how that moment of the show was so bad.
Ruined. Completely ruined the whole day. So from 8:02 on, day was done.
Love it. Guests on DePietro and Rothenberg appear via the Goodyear hotline. Or did you say you have it?
No, I should have it soon.
Oh, he's going to have it soon.
He'll get it.
Well, I can't wait.
Can we promise that we don't, if we take time off, it's going to be together? I can't work without you.
Oh,
I'm very dependent on you now.
Stop it. Just don't set Gordon up for, like, you know, outros like that. You'll be fine.
Or maybe the outros like that. It is the outro.
Well, he wasn't familiar with that, obviously.
I'm almost offended that he must have listened to the show then.
So he had no idea what to do.
None. I thought if he thought they were going to like play a sound or something, like
right.
Nothing.
So was there conversation after the show of like, Gordon, what happened there?
I think RJ might have said something to him. I think he realized once I
didn't know.
Because I had that beautiful and.
You had it's a gorgeous and.
Yeah, maybe it caught him off guard. He was like, wow, that was...
It's Damer and DePietro and...
Everybody?
Well, not Gordon.
Gordon is gone. There's no more Gordon.
Oh, my God.
It's Damer and DePietro and... Everybody?
Everybody but Damer. Oh, my God. And he's probably sitting there like, boy, this is great. These guys are phenomenal. They end the show like this. Little does he realize, he's missing his window.
I think he missed the three stars, too, at one point.
Oh, God.
RJ, did he miss a whole three stars at one point?
But yeah. That's not...
Yeah, there were some things that happened. This summer
I don't
that.
Blame him, though. I blame you. I blame you, and I blame RJ, and I blame Santiago, to be honest.
Why would you blame us?
Because he was a guest in your home. You need to make him feel comfortable, and he didn't know.
No, that's like saying you blame me if the guest decides they're going to pee on the floor instead of the toilet.
No.
Like, you just assume he's going to pee in the toilet.
No, you assume that a functioning adult knows to get onto the toilet to urinate. He didn't know that the show went like that. Three stars are somewhat new. He didn't know about the three stars.
I think he was briefed before the show, though.
Oh, well, then that's different. Then that's different. If he would, that's what I'm saying. RJ, was he in fact briefed before the show?
Listen, I
RJ's not going to throw anyone under the bus.
Throw them under the bus.
No bus. I could have done more. I could have done more.
RJ.
But you know what summer is? Even if you guys are on vacation and reason for people to listen, it's like drop production. Like, even if there's one of you, you could get this.
It's Damer and DePietro and... Everybody?
I can't believe that you buried the everybody.
You know what's troubling, too? Is I just looked it up. That was a Friday show. So that bothered Rick for a full 3 days.
Never going to go
away. It's bothering me now. You know what I'm going to do?
Let's discuss it for the next hour and a half. All right.
I'm going to buy Gotham. I'm going to buy some Gotham steel pants right now. I'm going to order them during the break.
Oh, that is so good. Are you hiring for an open job? Shouldn't morph it into a full-time job, right? Well, Indeed is the smart hiring platform that delivers four times more hires than all other sites combined. That's according to Talent Nest. Post a job and hire ASAP. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Let's take a listen to some Jet sound. Rob Saleh on the K Show yesterday. Were you disappointed in your quarterback, Zach Wilson?
I'm not disappointed. I don't think Zach took a step back. I think he had another game as a rookie, and there's things that he can learn from. But what you saw and what you continually see is that as he gets comfortable in the game, he shows off all his talent, and he's done this the whole season now. And it's just a matter for him to lower his heart rate, trust your preparation, trust all of it, and just let it go rip up when game day hits.
All right, so not concerned, likes what he sees, very positive, right?
You can't like what you see. That's, I mean, you cannot like what you saw from Zach Wilson.
You can't. I got to tell you, the one thing that I've always heard, now, Josh Allen had this knock, and he has changed it, is that you can't teach accuracy. Either you're accurate or you're not. Allen was not, and he now is, so that gives you some hope. But this kid is not an accurate quarterback.
No, he was especially not accurate in that game. I mean, the throws you need him to make were not... where they needed to be. But they say that all the time, right? Like, I don't care how much arm talent you have. It's about, you know, being able to process information really quickly and to now all of a sudden put the ball exactly, put it where it needs to be, on time. Like, and it's not just, okay, I just hit my receiver. No, it's like if Corey Davis is coming across the middle, the ball can't be on his back hip. It's
right,
got to be
out in front
of him
so he can run with it. Sure.
I mean, it was some of the things that Daniel Jones was struggling with early in the season. And that's when they talk about, you know, we leave yards on the field. It's stuff like that. Like, you know, Jamison Crowder on the right flat, a throw that needs to be made 100%, like 100 times out of 100 has to be made. He bounces it at his feet.
That was a terrible throw.
The screen pass that was dialed up nicely is off the back of Morgan Moses' helmet. Like, that's what he means when he talks about leaving yards on the field.
Oh,
those are plays that need to be made.
Could not agree more. Now,
you saw the difference, though. I mean, Matt Ryan was making all those throws.
Well, Matt Ryan is a grizzled veteran, and this is the kid that this is all new for. Again, the building blocks, like the slow progression doesn't bother me. The inaccuracy bothers me, because either you're accurate or you're not, typically. And if he's not, that would worry me.
But you mentioned Josh Allen, right? So, I mean, clearly it's something that can be fixed. And maybe what you heard from Coach Saleh is that the inaccuracy that you're seeing has more to do with what's going on between his ears.
Which would be great.
But, I mean, you see it, though. I mean, the fundamentals of throwing a football for him, I mean, it's he looks more comfortable when he's, you know, he's rolling in the pocket.
The more difficult and complex the play, the better he is right now.
Yeah, like the mechanics of throwing, I mean, are clearly something that they're going to have to continue to develop with him. I just get frustrated with now in this NFL, knowing how hard it is to transition from, you know, And I would say, you know, my experience is pretty similar to Zach Wilson's, is I was only at BU for 1 year, right? Like, I only had 1 year of college experience and then jumped to this level. You know, it's not, this isn't a, you know, a Trevor Lawrence situation where he has all these games that he played in college. Like, he's got a real small sample size in college. Same thing with Trey Lance. So that's a huge jump. Like, I don't know why, you know, these NFL teams are so hell-bent on just throwing these young kids in.
It's just the way that football is now, though.
Go figure it out.
That's what you do, because you get real value in playing these kids and having them capable by year three. So you don't want to waste a year, right?
I'm not saying waste the whole year, though, Dave. I'm saying,
yeah, no, listen, I agree with you. There's nothing wrong with, like what the Bears did, having an Andy Dalton, having Nick Foles, and when the time is right to, and you feel like this kid can kind of roll on his own, then you do that. What the Jets have done is, in my opinion, a real monumental mistake.
Well, especially with a guy who's never called plays before, too. I mean, rookie head coach, rookie offensive coordinator, and rookie quarterback.
With no veteran presence whatsoever.
And I'll tell you right now, there is so much that you don't know when you become a pro. Like, you have no idea. Like, there are so many different little, tiny little details about being a pro that you have no idea about until you're actually in a locker room around veteran guys. And I'm telling you, in my experience, and a lot of guys you talk to, they'll say it's, you know, one or two veterans that take them under their wing and show them exactly, you know, exactly how to prepare, how to watch tape, all the different little things. And the fact they don't have that for this kid is, for me, a real problem.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
So you heard Saleh, very optimistic, very positive. Don't worry, things are fine. And now Greeny from the show yesterday. Get your umbrellas ready because the sky is falling. Here is Greeny saying the Jets are heading in the wrong direction right now.
The Jets have regressed terribly. And I would ask the question from the coach who last week wanted to tell us how great they were during the week, how great their execution was in practice. I would ask, what the hell are they doing all week? Like, what are they practicing? No team has ever been worse to start games than the Jets have been. They have not scored a point in the first quarter of five games this year, and they've been outscored in their five first halves, 75-13. Their offense is non-existent in the first halves of games. What are they planning? Like, all these teams script all of their plays, right? You got the script. This is what we're going in with. Then we'll start adapting from there. The Jets should start adapting on Wednesday. Just assume whatever you're going with is not going to work. And what's happening is, this is a game that was a total step backwards. The coaching is awful. The talent is awful. And the young quarterback looks dazed by it all. And who can blame him? I hate rooting for this team.
Oh. I know what that is like, but I mean, you hear that and you can't feel good as a Jets fan.
No, you can't. I mean, we talked about it yesterday. And I was listening to the K show too yesterday, and they were talking about how, again, I mean, Greeny read you the stats, how bad this team is in the first quarter. The one thing, you know, you could say about Adam Gase, as awful as he was at least, I mean, that first possession, you know, the however many plays that they had scripted during the week were damn good. I mean, they would consistently
score. They scored often on that first drive. They really did.
All the time.
Yep.
All the time. And then, you know, they brought up the point, well, you know, how come, you know, with the short amount of time you have at halftime to make adjustments, does it seem like the Jets make adjustments and look so much better in the second half? And my first thought was less about the adjustments and more about the fact that you just spent the first half getting your teeth kicked in. You go into the locker room, like, is it just the other team's like, this team stinks? And they're just naturally taking their foot
off the gas a little bit.
Yeah.
It could be. I mean,
like, if you can't, I have a hard time believing
3 points a game in the first half.
Dave, I have a hard time believing that you spent an entire week scripting out plays and you go, I mean, and you're as bad as you ran six plays in the first quarter. I think the number is zero net passing yards in the first quarter of games through 5 weeks. No points. They have five first downs. That you spend a whole week scripting these plays and running through them, and they look that bad, and then all of a sudden you go into the locker room, and in 12 minutes you can come up with a better game plan than you had for an entire week.
Yeah, I agree with you. How is that humanly possible?
It has to be the other team is just like
the other team's
team
like, oh, you
stinks.
Know what? Forget it. This team.
Well, no,
can't
I think you just naturally. Yeah, I think you. I mean, like you go into a first period of a game, right? And you assess, like you come out first 5 minutes, you know you're going to come hard, and you kind of assess as you go. And say you got a 3-goal lead. Naturally, you come out in the second period. You're not going to have the same kind of intensity that you had in the first period. So the other team will look better. And then you'll kind of recalibrate and then you'll get back to playing your game.
So are you nervous?
That what? The wheels are falling off this thing?
Yeah, I mean, just are you greeny nervous where you're like, uh-oh.
No, I wouldn't say I'm nervous. I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed. I told you that. I mean, I told you that yesterday. That was a winnable game. I don't. You know,
No.
I didn't go
that,
in.
That should have been a winnable game. That was not a winnable game.
Well, yeah. I mean, saying going on Friday, I looked at that game as a winnable game. And then to watch what we watched, especially with the young quarterback, as bad as he looked, yeah, I mean, this is, I mean, there are a bunch of different emotions.
I mean, if you're over there, Tottenham, right, and you're watching the game and you knew nothing about football, you thought, boy, they sent this Falcons team, they're very good, and this Jets team is very bad. Where in actuality, I mean, the Jets should, I mean, it's a 2.5-point spread. That should have been an even game. The Jets should have had their way to move up and down the field a little bit. Falcons defense stinks.
Falcons defense isn't good, but I think that was a clear example of the difference between a veteran quarterback and what a rookie looks like. And we know how important that position is in the sport. I mean, Matt Ryan picked them apart.
He's a grizzled veteran. He's a pro's pro apart. Is what he is. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that's without Calvin Ridley, without Gage. And you knew going into the game, I mean, there were two guys. It was going to be Patterson and it was going to be Kyle Pitts.
Pitts is the one. I mean, Patterson, I would have said, you know what, whatever he does, he does. Pitts is the one guy that he is not going to beat me. And he killed you.
Dave, you had a defensive end trying to cover him in the end zone.
I know.
Like, I get it. You just signed the guy to a beautiful new contract extension. But I don't, as good as he's been, I don't trust him covering Kyle Pitts in the end zone.
No, well, that's not his role.
So, yeah, there's a bunch of different problems. I mean, what Greeny's talking about is the, you know, I think has more to do with what we're seeing from the young quarterback, because I think that's every Jets' biggest fear, is that we ruin another young quarterback.
Oh, that I don't even want that to happen. I mean, the last thing I want is to have another young quarterback who's you know, not as good as advertised, and you have to go through this for 2-3 years and then do it again.
Yeah, but you almost feel like they put themselves in a spot where they actually deserve it. Like, you don't want to have it happen, but you can understand why it would. For all the reasons that we've already talked about, the two biggest reasons being is that you put a rookie quarterback with a rookie offensive coordinator and you have no veteran quarterback as a backup in that room with him, or no other option in case he does struggle. Like, I can't even fake an injury with this guy.
No.
Like, at least
I got to be honest with you. I don't know who the backup quarterback is. Is it Johnson?
No, it's Mike White.
Oh, God.
And we wasted a pick on James Morgan for what
and that was not an early pick either.
It was a fifth-round pick on James
Morgan. I mean, that was a legitimate pick.
Take Captain Morgan with a fifth-round pick over what we're doing with James Morgan.
Time.
He's never going to see the field.
No. So Rex Ryan was on Greeny's show yesterday and makes this to me is damning. If you're saying Lions long-term over Jets, that's something. Here is Rex Ryan on Greeny yesterday.
To me, this is a step back, and it's just like, golly, at least have some punch to you. We're seeing Detroit.
Yeah.
We put up that thing right there. They haven't won a game. I'd much rather have Detroit because they give every darn thing they have. I'm proud. I would be proud to be a Detroit Lion fan. Right now, I am a New York Jets fan, and I'm not proud of it right now.
How about
that?
It's
a ridiculous take. Awful take.
Well, look at you taking shots at Rex.
No, I'm not taking it. It's just, it's my biggest problem with this business, man. It's just, it's a hot take to have a hot take. I mean, the Jets defense fights their ass off. They got exposed a little against Atlanta because, again, you keep going 3-and-out, and they got to spend the entire first, I mean, almost 12 minutes on the field in the first quarter. 23 plays coming off a game the previous week against Tennessee when they were on the field for over 90 plays. They have a young quarterback that's not very good right now.
Right.
As bad as you think Jared Goff is, Jared Goff's been to a Super Bowl, man.
Well, Jared Goff is a professional quarterback.
Exactly right.
He's not there yet. He's not great, but he's not terrible.
No, he's not terrible. And he can, I mean, he's been there. He's done that. He's not an elite quarterback. But he's shown that he can play the position well at this level. Zach Wilson has not done that yet. And you can't expect to get down. Like, I don't care how much fight you think your team has. You can't consistently get down in the first quarter and first halves of games and expect you to, you know, just keep fighting, guys. Keep fighting when you know your team knows they have no chance to win.
And they fought back in this game. You give them credit. And then the defense let them down in a big spot.
Well, yeah. And then all of a sudden now you cut it to 3 and, you know, first play out of that is Kyle Pitts running around by himself.
Yep. Which makes sense. The one guy that you have to
cover. And then they did you a favor. They take a stupid false start penalty, and on 3rd and 13,
yep,
you let them
pick
convert.
It up. Yep. All right. I know RJ has a beautiful CMT plan, so let's get to a little CMT.
To cuddle.
I would be a menace as a teenage girl.
To marry.
I don't want to give up the meat.
Or to trash.
I think I'm emotionally broken.
That. is the question.
Ah, yes. CMT brought to you by Nissan and DraftKings Sportsbook, which is exciting. Two sponsors.
A double sponsor.
Things are happening.
Wow.
Things are happening. If you're out there, get on board. We'll go three sponsors next week.
Triple sponsor?
Oh.
Ooh. Yeah, you get three.
They're unheard of.
Things get tricky.
Tough to handle three.
Got to make sure you give enough attention to all sponsors. For the first time.
People get jealous.
For the first time in the football world since the 2019 playoffs, something has happened. The Chiefs are no longer Super Bowl favorites. But this isn't the question, but do you care to guess who is? Maybe you know this.
I'm going with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Tampa Bay as well.
That would be correct. The 2019 divisional round, the last time anyone but the Chiefs were the Super Bowl favorite. So I will ask you guys to cuddle, marry, trash the Bucs, the new favorites, the Bills, or how about the undefeated Cardinals?
Mm. Wow, that's a good question.
It is a nice question. A gorgeous start. I will begin. And I will agree with Vegas. I will marry Tampa for a couple of reasons. I think the NFC at the top is not as good as the AFC. So I will marry Tampa. I will cuddle, who in my mind right now at this moment, the best team in the AFC, and that is the Buffalo Bills. And I will trash the only undefeated team in the NFL, the Arizona Cardinals.
I think I have to agree with you. Let me ask you a question. And the Chargers have been great, and Arizona yep. is undefeated. Would you put Buffalo as the best team in football right now?
Yes.
Offense with defense?
Yes. And their defense is playing at a dominant level. Offensively, they're elite. I don't love their running game, but they're crushing
Josh teams. Allen is kind of their running game.
Yeah, I would. I think that Buffalo is the best team in football. Now, that being said, I still give Tampa a better chance to win the whole thing because I think their road is easier, and they've got Brady, and they have so many weapons. But yes, I think Buffalo from top to bottom is the best team in football.
Let's not forget, though, there's only one bye, though, Dave. Only one bye this year.
Yep.
So, Dave, you have a lot of experience gambling. You say things like...
The slot machines are for losers.
All right. So you maybe can explain this to me then. Before we move on, the Bucs and the Bills are the co-favorites to win the Super Bowl. Bucs are plus 550, Bills plus 600. The Chiefs are next.
That's not co-favorites then, RJ.
Not co-favorites, but they're the top...
favorites in each division.
Oh,
favorites
in each conference, yes.
I apologize. The Chiefs are next, only marginally behind the Bills at plus 650. And then there's a pretty big drop-off to the Rams, and then the Packers, and then the Cardinals. So I guess Vegas and perhaps you guys, Cardinals aren't ready yet, I guess, huh?
Let me ask you. Right now, if you had to rank teams in the NFL that will win the Super Bowl, where do the Cardinals fall in?
I'm with you, but at 13-1, if you're into that sort of thing, is that worth, you know, putting a couple of bucks down?
Maybe it is.
Okay.
But in the end, do you really think they're going to win the Super Bowl? And I think the answer is no.
Fair enough. All right. A little more football. Patrick Mahomes is also not quite as far back as the Chiefs, but he's no longer the MVP favorite either. He took a pretty seismic drop. He went from first all the way down to sixth.
Wow.
The current favorites, and this will be your Cuddle Mary Trash's MVP, Kyler Murray, Josh Allen, and Tom Brady.
Ooh, I'm up first?
Yeah.
I mean, what about, there's so many, though. I mean, we saw what Lamar Jackson did last night. Justin Herbert, what he's doing.
Justin Herbert is fifth on the list. He is tied with Dak Prescott, 7-1.
So tied for fourth or tied for fifth?
Tied for fourth.
Okay.
Sorry.
What about Dak, too? All right, so you gave me Brady,
Allen, Kyler.
And is that 1-2-3 in Vegas?
Yes, and they're very close. They're all either 5-1 or 6-1.
All right, I'm going to marry, right now at this moment, I'm going to marry Kyler. I am going to cuddle Tom. And I hate food, I'll trash Josh Allen because he's in my division.
Trashing Josh Allen.
Nicely, though. I did it nice.
I don't know. I don't think so. At least recycle. At least recycle, Josh Allen.
Yeah, I'll recycle him.
Okay.
I'll even take the label off so he actually gets recycled.
Oh, good.
How about this? I think this would be a fun exercise because I think I know where Dave's going. Dave, for you, I want to swap out Justin Herbert for Josh Allen. So you get Justin Herbert, Kyler Murray, and Tom Brady because I know how you feel about Justin Herbert.
Oh, he loves him.
You know, you make it sound like I'm on an island.
You're
here.
Not, the but the emotions, I think, are stronger than, you know, anyone he may have in his life personally. I think that could be accurate.
Wow, so now I get to choose from Herbert. All right, I'm going... Well, this is very difficult. I'm going to marry Brady.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that he is going to... I mean, the guy is good for 3-4 touchdowns every single game. The weapons are nonstop there. I will marry Brady. And could you imagine? You don't think he would love to win the MVP at 44? Everything he does at this point is so conversational now. It's front page. So I'll marry Brady. I will cuddle Kyler Murray.
Wow. Surprise me.
And I like what you've done here, but that division is really good. And as great as Herbert is, you think at some point he might regress a little bit. So I will trash, and it's not easy for me to say, but I will trash Justin Herbert.
All right. We'll check back in on that. All right, from the suggestion box.
We'll never get back into that, by the way.
Well, you don't know. If he stays up there, we'll come back to this.
You will never revisit that topic for us.
I'm going to write it down right now.
Okay.
From the suggestion box of Dave Rothenberg, of the best iteration of Rick's name, we have...
Dave Rothenberg and... Del Piero.
We have Del Piero. We have...
It's Damer and DePietro and...
Or, if you prefer...
It's Damer and DePietro and... Everybody?
Or we can just go with the real thing, Rick DePietro, which he built quite a successful life on.
Yeah, but maybe all it's right. Time for a change now. Maybe
this is back to me, yes?
Maybe. This is back to you.
All right, the obvious trash is it's DePietro. I mean, it's old. It's not new. There's nothing sexy or exciting about it. It's just it's DePietro, right? It's the name that his father held his nose to. No, we trash DePietro. We cuddle DePietro. We love DePietro. We cuddle DePietro, and the fact that he called himself. DePietro.
It's Damer and DePietro and...
How could you not fall in love with it and cuddle it? So I will cuddle DePietro. Del Piero is... That's the name. It's sexy. It's unique. It's top of mind.
Dave Rothenberg and Del Piero.
Del Piero. I will marry every day of the week Del Piero.
Yeah, I have a hard time disagreeing with that. I will say, though, I'm going to marry... No, don't get married first. No. I'm gonna cuddle first. I'm gonna cuddle my real name, which is DePietro. I'm gonna trash. I had a misstep. I'm gonna trash DePietro. He doesn't
Listen
sound
to me
that
eat
fun.
Mango. I'm DePietro.
He doesn't sound that fun. And then I agree with Dave. I have to marry DePietro.
Dave Rothenberg.
It's new. It's sexy.
DePietro.
Gives me a chance to reinvent myself. Maybe I get into the Italian American Hall of Fame. With
I think you'd be right in. Now there's a space there, right? It's DePIRRO, but there's a space in between Del and Per, right?
Yeah, and I think we're capitalizing the P there, too.
Oh,
yeah.
Are you DeGrom, where it's a lowercase D and a capital? No.
No. Capital D, capital P.
So it's DEL space capital PURRO.
No, it's not Perro, no.
It's Per. Listen to what he says. RJ, play it again.
Del Piero.
He says Del Piero.
Yeah, but you think that's sexier with the kind of like the purr at the end?
Oh, yeah. It makes you think of a lynx. Absolutely. Del Piero.
A lynx.
Beautiful cat. Oh. I had a buddy that got a pet lynx. That didn't work out so well.
What a surprise.
If you do want to catch the authentic Rick DePietro, can find him on ESPN and the ESPN Plus vehicles. NHL back on the ESPN beginning tonight, which is exciting, and on ESPN Plus, so go subscribe. And finally, there's been a lot of talk here about Dave's new vehicle. He's in the market for a new vehicle. What we do know is...
So I'm not allowed to get a Tesla.
Nope.
Can't get a Tesla. Or can he? So here are your options for Dave's next vehicle. Should he buy a pickup truck like Rick? Should he still get a Tesla even though...
So I'm not allowed to get a Tesla.
I tried to actually encourage Dave while his wife was out of town to go get a Tesla. That was your window that you missed.
Yeah, you're a great friend.
You're a real man.
Or should you just get the standard boring four-door family vehicle. So Cuddle Mary Trash, pickup truck, Tesla, boring four-door vehicle.
Now, what should Dave do or what will Dave do?
What should you do?
Okay.
What should you do? Because we know what you're going to do. You're going to fold like a cheap tent. You'll get another one. You'll get another whatever you're driving now. You won't make your own decisions.
That's not the question, though. The question is, what should Dave do?
I think what Dave should do, and I'm going to marry this, you should put your foot down because you deserve it, is you should get yourself a fancy new Tesla. The other thing you should do, which I'm going to cuddle, is man up. Go get yourself a fancy new pickup truck. You don't even need Nugenix. All of a sudden, your testosterone just naturally picks up. You can look like Doug Flutie or the Big Hurt. And then I'm trashing the family sedan.
I agree. I mean, if I were a real man, I would just say, listen, Cher, I'm getting a Tesla. And there's nothing you can do
about
it.
Maybe she would like it. Maybe she
probably
would.
Would.
You show up at home and be like, oh, you disobeyed me? You're like, you're damn right I disobeyed
you. That's right. And I'll do it again if I have to.
I'll do it again. Get in the car.
Get in the car and let it drive it. Drive us to Atlantic City, baby.
That's Dave's version of a Harley. He disobeyed and got a Tesla. I think that Tesla.
I would agree. Listen, I think you're right. I would. The right play is the Tesla. It's not what I will do. You say man enough. I'm not man enough for a pickup truck. I don't think it's something I could handle. I think it would be beyond my purview. I will trash the pickup. And I will say just the garden variety family sedan would be the cuddle there.
Yeah, I can see Dave riding shotgun in Rick's truck. I don't know about driving zone.
Yeah, just to get up into the main area of the truck feels like that would be hurdle for me.
You know what the problem would be? You'd pull up to a stoplight and somebody would be like, what are you hauling? And you'd be like, oh, me? Nothing.
Gum. I'm just... what do you have in that thing? Gum. Yeah.
I have some groceries in the back. Yeah. That's about all I
got. I
can
mango
do.
In the back. You want some?
All right. That's CMT brought to you by Nissan. Nissan's an easier choice than ever with their exciting and fuel-efficient lineup. Now get great offers across their full line. Shop at your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com and by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today. Use code GREEN for a special offer when you sign up only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
You know, you are now like Marconi worthy when it comes to these CMTs. Do a phenomenal, phenomenal job.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.